Every Friday night, it can be rather easy to spot the stars of Marion County if you listen to any of our broadcasts.
And Trimer will get it. He'll try and get to the edge, cross to right, and dives into the end zone. He is in! Touchdown, Pella Christian! Noah Trimer. He showed up in the second half.
Gives the handoff to Cummings. Plenty of blockers out there. Cummings is going for the right side at the 10. Five cuts back into the end zone. Goes Wes Cummings. Touchdown, PCM.
And often, it's easy for us to feature them, as you've heard in our player profile segment throughout the season. So tonight, we take a bit of a different path to meet the often unheralded players of the two teams vying for a chance to play in the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
Three, let's go, let's go.
It all starts in camp and continues in practice throughout the year, so the coaches will say when it comes to building a championship caliber program. Pella Christian assistant coach John Amel says while it's certainly a luxury to have dynamic playmakers, they need players to line up against Monday through Thursday.
The best teams that I've ever coached or been on, you've got these guys that I like to call the glue guys, right? They're the guys that maybe they're not getting to play as much as they had hoped, but they still come to practice every day and they're giving you everything they've got. You ask them to play different positions, they say, yes, coach, I'll give it a try without any questions. You know, they're all focused on the team and what can I do to make the team better.
Let's go.
Wait, gotta get down.
For the Eagles, one of the most flexible yellow jerseys on the scout team is Jaden Vandenord. A senior, he came into 2018 knowing he wouldn't see the field much on offense or defense.
I mean, every guy on this team has a role, all of them. I see that a lot. I feel like my role is very important because I can still be a leader even though I don't see a lot of field time over the younger players. I've been in this program for 4 years now.
But Amos watches closely as the senior roams around the second team defense, where he's lined up against some great athletes, and for his work on special teams.
He's playing defensive line, he's playing linebacker, he's even gone out and helped cover at the corner. And the thing that really stands out for him is he does all of those things hard and with a great, great attitude. And it would be so easy to get down and just think, man, I just playing out the string, but that's not Jaden. Again, he's focused on the team.
For team offense, I'll play outside linebacker for scout team. And, I just think that's a significant role because even though I don't play it, I have played it, off season, getting ready for the season, and I'm an upperclassman. So I know what I'm doing more than the underclassmen. And it's kind of just like almost a step up. It helps the team out more, helps the offense prepare more. On scout team offense, I will usually play either blocking back or slot receiver, or I have played fullback or running back, tailback before.
At PCM, the guy making the scout team go is Colby Toole, who takes great pride in not only emulating what opponents do week to week, but trying to top them.
Honestly, after looking at what they presume, watch a little bit of film and see how they play it, you almost go out there trying to do better than what they can or as close to as what they are as possible.
Mustangs head coach Greg Bonnet believes that type of motivation is invaluable and helps prepare their explosive playmakers for the game day experience.
When whatever spot we needed to play on scout team offense, he's going to be able to do. This week for Williamsburg, he's playing their number nine kid. Number nine is a very versatile kid. He can play wide receiver. They move him into fullback, and he can block, and he can do all this stuff. And that's what Colby Toole is. And so he's the type of kid that whatever you need him for, he's going to give you a great look.
Pella Christian has had the luxury of having one of the best kicking games in Iowa for multiple years, and 2018 has been no exception, with All-State kicker Nathan DeBryan leading the way.
Bruxford to hold. DeVries the snap. Both are perfect. DeBryan's kick is up, and it is good! All-State kicker Nathan DeBryan showing off why.
But those booming kicks don't happen without the holder. Lawson Bruxford has filled the role for the past two seasons.
Coach Nickel came up to me, I think it was maybe 2 weeks before the regular season last year, and he's like, we're going to have you hold for Nathan. I was like, all right. So I got into it, and I've liked that role ever since.
And also serves as the team's punter.
Lawson looking to pin him deep. Snap good, and here's the punt. A high punt going to be down and going to take a nice Eagle bounce. That was a mistake by the Wilton punt returner as he let it down to about the 10-yard line.
Now, Bruxford has had his taste of glory with a few touchdowns on offense, but the senior knew coming into the year his role otherwise would be limited.
Well, I had an injury in baseball, too. That kind of set me back, and I was maybe even expecting not to punt, but I came around with it. I worked a lot, mainly just being more accurate. I'm working on my placement stuff. I'm not maybe the furthest distance punter, but I try to pinpoint where I want to kick it, and hopefully I get a good roll once in a while, and yeah.
And while the first team is on the field, the energy these players generate on the sideline is another important aspect to success.
Colby's dad is a well-known spectator at our events, and if you ever hear somebody before kickoffs yell, "Hit somebody," that's his dad. So he kind of started that however many years ago when Colby's older brother Jake played here, and it's been going on ever since. And it's one of those deals where you just get used to hearing it and it gets you going. Sometimes by the end of the game, if we score enough, his voice gets pretty raspy, but that is another thing that the Tool family definitely brings to the table.
I love it. It's the best thing. You get out there on kickoff and he'll yell and the whole team just loves it. The fans are into it. The student section, they've got it mimicked now after 9 games.
Focus is a huge thing. Making sure players flush mistakes, keep their heads up, keep going. Energy on the sideline is huge. You know, if we have energy on the sideline and in the crowd, guys keep their heads up and they keep going because they hear everybody still for them even though they made a mistake.
Just, first of all, do my job and cheer on them. Also, just let the underclassmen know that they just focus on the game as well. Just cheer your heart out. Everybody has a role on this team. Maybe you're not playing all the time, but you can always be involved by cheering on and saying encouraging things to guys, just anything like that.
So tonight, when you will likely hear about the Stars dazzling yet again, it might be the right moment to think about the other guys and what they mean to Iowa's elite football programs. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.